My name is Brian Stoll. I'm the chairman of Onchan District Commissioners.
We're talking about a situation that arose a little while ago where there was some friction between Onchan Commissioners and the people who run the squash club in Onchan Park. Are you able to tell me a bit about the background of that?
Yes, by all means. I was opposing a change in the licence some years ago, and it got very acrimonious. I mean, there were hate campaigns levelled at myself and Derek Crellin at the time, because Derek and I personally were opposing the change from a club licence to a public house licence. Now, what I was saying then has actually come to fruition now, because once you lose that link, once you lose the requirement to run a sport, to have the licence, it becomes saleable. The club was subsequently sold. The new owners have opened a restaurant, and they feel that, you know, the sports element of it doesn't hold well with their business, so they've decided to hand back the courts to us and let the club, if you like, just wane into insignificance. So that's what happened as a result, exactly as I'd predicted. So I have very little sympathy for squash players, because they've brought this on themselves. And the Squash Rackets Association have been extremely naive throughout all of this. I've pointed out to them on several occasions, and I think they're just a bunch of fools, because I've had so many meetings trying to ensure that squash would remain in Onchan Park, and now, due to circumstances certainly beyond the control of Onchan commissioners, it won't.
The commissioners put the use of the building out to tender as well. What was the outcome of that?
Well, what we did, we were hoping to get a serious bid from squash players who would then reform into a new club and put together a package to be able to run squash in Onchan. You see, the commissioners don't run clubs. Onchan Football Club, the Bowls Club, and the Tennis Club, and all other clubs are independent bodies. And if they happen to use our facilities, then we're happy for that. But what we tried to do was we tried to encourage squash players to form into a club and put a proper business plan forward. I spent long hours talking to dozens of individuals. I've replied to tens of letters and encouraged them, in fact, shown them how to put a business plan together. The Squash Rackets Association, at the 11th hour, withdrew their option and left us with very little in the way of choices. Now, one of the options that were open to us was a dance school. This particular dance school has indicated that they want to provide services for elderly people in the way of chair exercises. They may be doing dancing for children, gymnastics. They've indicated a whole host of activities for disabled, both mentally and physically. And the financial package that they've put together was very professionally done by an accountant. And we've looked at that, and it favoured very, very well against a pretty poor effort by the squash fraternity. Now, the commissioners decided that their favoured option would be to go with the dance. And at this moment in time, that's where we are. Squash is all but finished in Onchan Park. And that is no fault of me, Derek Crellin, or anybody on Onchan commissioners.
So you had the deciding vote, didn't you, in the commissioners as to which group would get the use of the squash courts, either the dance or the squash fraternity?
Well, you shouldn't know that. It was a private vote, but all I shall tell you is this. It was a very, very close run thing, and the last person to put their vote down was the chairman, and I am the chairman, and if you like, because the vote had been even up until mine, I have, in that respect, made the decision.
You've been accused by the squash players of having a vendetta.
Well, I don't really know what the squash players are accusing me of. At the time, when I was trying to tie the licence to the club, they were accusing me of a whole raft of things. But all I have ever done is tried to protect the park's squash courts from being sold off. And now they have been. I'm happy that we've got an excellent restaurant in Onchan. And it just saddens me that we're going to lose the squash facility there. But make no mistake, I'm very hopeful that what we'll get in its place will be even better as far as the ratepayers of Onchan are concerned, and certainly better for the youth of Onchan. I'm sure now that squash will have to find somewhere else to work from. And it has even been suggested that the favoured option by Onchan commissioners, which is this particular dance school, they've even suggested that as a token of goodwill, they may keep one or two courts going. But that'll be up to them. I would be happy for them to do that, but that'll be a choice for them to make because they have to make it viable at the end of the day.
So I know you mentioned the ratepayers of Onchan. Are you also happy that the dance school and the activities that they're going to carry there are going to be more beneficial for the community of Onchan as opposed to just having a squash club there?
Definitely, because that's a broad brush that they're providing. They're trying to provide activities there for all members of the community, right across the board, 7 days a week, I hope, from early until late. And their business plan is indicating that they can do so profitably. The Squash Racket Association, on the other hand, were in support of retaining squash, but in their correspondence indicated that they failed to see how it could remain financially viable without a licensed premises to support it, which was fairly obvious and should have been obvious even to the most naive of individuals a couple of years ago.
Now, the squash group, you say, are still hoping to be able to, you know, redeem this situation, get some sort of squash in Onchan. Is that going to happen?
Unless they've got a time machine at their disposal so they could go back to before the boat sailed, metaphorically, no, I don't see how that can happen. They had years, literally, to put together a package. I've spent hours. My chief executive clerk has spent hours telling them what they needed to do. It's too late now.
And just finally then, do you think the end of this issue is in sight? Or are you expecting it to rumble on for a little bit longer yet?
Oh, I'm sure that they will get very, very vitriolic. I'm sure that they will come up with more lies, innuendos and accusations. And they will do everything in their power to cause as much of a stink as they caused the last time. Last time it was unjustified. This time it will be equally unjustified. But the fact of the matter is, as I reiterate, Onchan commissioners have always fought to retain squash in Onchan. It was the gentleman and lady who owned the premises, who sold them, that has closed them. We haven't.
Mr. Stoll, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.